Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. But joining us right now on the show is Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Subscribe to BetQL today and instantly get our model's best bets. Live public and sharp data, trends, and much more all at your fingertips. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on In the Huddle with new episodes over. They're out every week. Just search Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Good morning, Jason.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, let's start with your team in Baltimore. What a crazy week two game that was. What was the city's reaction to that?
Yeah, we could have taken 4 hours of calls on Monday. I'd say the reaction was visceral and emotional and sort of a combination of shock, but also here we go again. You know, they keep putting these teams together without anybody without any proven pass rusher in his prime, right, or close to it. And they put all of their assets, more than any other team, in their secondary, yet they continue to give up big play after big play. This was a franchise that you would think of defense and closing teams out and getting up on teams and then suffocating them, and they have no closers. They've been the worst fourth quarter defense in the NFL for over a year now. And there's no signs of any quick fixes. They threw out Wink Martindale because he talked about the opponents too much. He talked in general too much, and he blitzed too much. They went and got a 30-something coordinator, former assistant coach of theirs, brought him back from Michigan. He don't want to talk at all. He's not going to say anything about anybody, and he don't want to blitz. He wants to sit back and play coverage and not get hurt. Well, he got smashed in the face last week, and you know, and it wasn't all him. I mean, a lot of these players, I mean, when you draft a kid 14th overall and you tell everybody, don't look at the fact we have no pass rushers. Don't look at the fact that our left tackle might never play again. Don't look at all of our other roster inefficiencies. Damn it, we want all the safeties. And then they tell you, no, he's not a box safety. He plays everywhere. He can do everything, you know, and he doesn't even know basic cover two principles. That's a problem, you know? They took three defensive players in the first round in recent years. Patrick Queen, Dafe Owe, Kyle Hamilton. Right now, they're part of the problem and not the solution. That's a big problem.
Ooh. Well, the team they lost to is playing the Bills, and the Bills have destroyed two teams, and Allen's got a million touchdowns already. What's the consensus on Tua after that? I mean, is he kind of taking the next step? Obviously, having Waddle and Hill is huge, but is he taking the next step?
You know, there's evaluators out there who would say, look, if you break down their season quarter by quarter, he's had one quarter where he's Dan Marino. you know, he's had a couple quarters where he looks like a game manager. He's had a couple quarters where he'd want some throws back. So I've always, I guess, been a bit of a Tua guy. I thought the kid did not get a fair shake there. They never put him with a real offensive coordinator. The GM and the coach were always at each other's throats. There was so much going on behind the scenes. I mean, I think even Ryan Fitzpatrick, now that he's in the media, has kind of come out and alluded to some, you know, how difficult it was to be a veteran quarterback there. I mean, imagine what it was like for this kid who didn't really know who picked him and who didn't. And there's whispers about, oh, no, the coach really wanted Herbert, like from the moment Herbert threw a pass in L.A. So, look, they have talent. There's no doubt about that. The surprise for me is the defense, which really was overwhelming people the second half of last year, has not gotten back to that caliber, yet they're still 2-0. The run game looked much better week two than it did week one. And obviously, you know, Hill and Waddle, and they got Gesicki involved in week two. He was a passenger week one. So when they put the whole track squad out there, Tua's just got to find the open guy, and he's got to have, you know, good ball placement accuracy, and he can do that. So, look, I think that's a shootout. Buffalo, look at their injury report. It's far from ideal, and not all those guys are going to be able to play or play to their normal level. So, yeah, I think that could be a real fun game.
Jason, heading into week three, the AFC South is wild. Jacksonville's atrocious. Atop the division at 1-1. You've got two teams in the middle there with ties in Houston and Indianapolis. And are the wheels coming off the Titans after just two games? They just don't look like the same offense without A.J. Brown there to open things up for Derrick Henry.
No, there's problems. I did talk to a few people around the league who I know and trust about the AFC South this week for my weekend piece for the Washington Post. And there's a lot of concern that Derrick Henry has hit the wall and isn't bouncing back. And you take that element away with no A.J. Brown, and you start to see the frustration manifest itself for Ryan Tannehill, because now that play-action game isn't nearly what it used to be, and his offensive line isn't nearly good as what it was a couple years ago. Lawan out again. Yeah, and Malik Willis, you know, getting a chance, and, you know, he looked pretty good in the preseason. Now he's already playing in garbage time. So, no, I don't have good vibes about them. But you're right, the division is atrocious, and Vrabel generally gets them ready to play, and they have a reputation for surprising people. But I just don't know if there's enough there for them, you know, offensively. And they've had some significant injuries on defense. The Colts, I thought their offensive line and their defensive line were the strengths of that team. Not through 2 weeks. I mean, Jacksonville just had their way with them. And, you know, I don't know what's going on with them up front, but it's not good. And it's taking a toll on Matt Ryan already. And DeForest Buckner's not the same guy. You know, I mean, when Leonard comes back, is everything just going to fall into place? I don't know. Again, there's winnable games out there because the division, there's no good team right now. Houston's in every game. Houston's a tough team to watch. There's nothing really attractive about the style of football they play.
Right.
But they just hang around. And look, Jacksonville could be 2-0. So, you know, there's a lot of addition by subtraction there. When you go from an aimless fool who had no business being in the league and is a malignant narcissist to a real NFL head coach.
That's funny. I love talking to JLC. All right, so big one Sunday night. 49ers are in Denver. Obviously, one of the bigger stories last week was Trey Lance's injury. Jimmy G comes in. I mean, first of all, can you imagine if they traded Jimmy G? Brock Purdy's starting this game, right? But yeah. In your opinion, obviously, Shanahan went all in. Lynch went all in for Lance, but now you got Jimmy G, who's going to be Jimmy G. You know, he's not going to put up huge numbers, but he'll win.
They win a lot of games.
Are they better off this season, just this season, with Jimmy G?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't. And again, this is something I talked to some personnel people and evaluators about this week. And by the end of the year, if Kyle Shanahan is doing a masterful job at bringing Trey Lance along, could the answer be Lance? It could have been. Now we'll unfortunately never know. But right now, Kyle Shanahan's major overarching job principles are not split into different buckets, right? It's not about managing the expectations of people about Lance in the building and out of the building. It's no longer about developing him on a practice-to-practice, game-to-game basis and building him up and finding out what really works and what doesn't, and also winning football games, right? Like, that's what it was going into week two. going into week three, it's just winning football games. And it's having your entire playbook open to you in any down distance or situation. It's the nonverbal stuff where he looks at the quarterback in a certain, you know, in a certain instance in a game, and he knows what that means because they've been in that situation before. It's all the thousands of hours of practice time that he's built up with these players over years, plural, including a Super Bowl appearance. So they've got a legitimate defense. You know, Kittle's getting close, mm-hmm. but yeah, for a guy like Debo, like will he take off? I think he will. Will some of the Prince, like, they're not running the ball as we've come to expect them to? And will some of those principles suffer a little bit without this dynamic athlete at quarterback who could take a house call any given moment? I mean, I guess in that realm, sure. But overall, as a football team and as an offense, this makes them a tougher team to defend.
Right.
Talking to Jason Lockenfora, insider from Odyssey Sports, talking some NFL. So a lot of people through two games have already said the Eagles are the favorite in the NFC. Are you all in? Do you expect them to destroy the Commanders, or would you be shocked if the Commanders could pull off an upset at home?
I don't know if they're the best team in the NFC. I have heard people sort of, to your point, positing that. I liked them a lot coming into the year. I, in my various columns, said if you're looking at value futures, the Eagles to win the division, the Eagles to win the conference intrigued me greatly. I'm not ready to crown them and say they are the best team, but you know they've had some warts defensively that have caught my attention, and you know, particularly up front, where I just kind of assumed they'd be really good. But they have a lot of talent, and the quarterback keeps getting better, and a lot of what I kind of saw in them in the summer is starting to manifest itself. As for this matchup itself, do you know that the Washington Commanders are allowing 7.48 yards per carry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We know.
We've been talking about it.
Well, here's another one, because this really blows my mind. Do you know they're averaging 4.4 yards before contact on the ground?
I saw that, yeah.
4.4. The next closest team is Miami at like 2.41. How does that happen on a drive? How does that happen in a quarter, let alone through 2 weeks of NFL football? What is that?
What does that tell you? Is that a Jack thing? Is it a talent thing? Like, what is that?
I mean,
that?
They got three first-rounders on that defensive
and here's
line.
The crazy thing. You didn't even – the guy who's been dominant in that capacity in sort of some of the outside running, outside stuff is DeAndre Swift. And you didn't even get that much of him because he was banged up all week and they got the big lead. So he only ran like five times.
Mm-hmm. Still was impactful. He was very impactful on those five runs.
He was. Not quite as impactful as some people holding props as needed him to be, but damn close. And at the same time, they're allowing over 12 yards per passing attempt to wide receivers. They've allowed a 100-yard receiver in both games. And they lead the league in most plays allowed over 20 and 25 yards. And now here comes Jalen Hurts. So, yeah, six and a half is not enough. I don't think to fancy the Commandos' chances. I'm not buying that this revenge game works out all that great for Carson Wentz. I mean, just go look around the league at the other quarterbacks who've been in this position. It hasn't been great. I think they've got a lot of things to figure out over there. And I mean, the last time the Eagles played them last year, when they had Hurts and Sanders, they ran for like 240 yards. Now they have A.J. Brown as well. I'm kind of astonished he hasn't gotten in the end zone yet. I think that might happen on Sunday. Yeah. I like the Eagles here.
Why are the Commanders so bad? Is it a talent thing or is it a Jack thing?
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm a film guru, right? Mm-hmm. And I haven't talked to people really. I haven't sort of pursued that line of thinking yet with teams that have faced them yet. I fully intend to by Tuesday of next week. So I'm not going to say that I know, but, like, I don't know that, like, anyone's looking at Jack Del Rio and saying, that's the innovative defensive mind who's going to just flip the switch and turn this thing around. Like, they have clearly collected players who the consensus, not just in their front office, but in many front offices, that is, that's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not, it's not manifesting itself. And I think this is going to be a real tough matchup. Philadelphia's athletes, I think, are going to be a tough matchup for them. Athletes and scheme.
The fan base is getting more and more upset with Jack. His name keeps coming up. Does Ron keep him around, though, because he keeps the bullets away from him?
I mean, it's still kind of early, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, this stuff generally doesn't start happening until October. I don't know that that's going to fly, you know? Like, I think the answer might have to be Ron takes over the defense, right? I mean, I think, like, that's where my hunch would be, you know, that this thing might go. Because it's, I mean, again, the league, like, in most years, the average NFL run goes for 4.1 yards. Like, that's between 4.1 and 4.2 is the average yards per carry in the NFL pretty much every year. They're giving up more than that before contact. Like, that's
it's unheard of.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Can't work. Oh, scary.
Hey, real quick. If the Giants beat the Cowboys Monday night and then beat the Bears, they're 4-0.
Yeah.
All right. They still got the Jags on the schedule, the Seahawks, the Texans, the Lions, the Colts. Could the Giants at 4-0 be a playoff team?
The crazy thing is they don't have their edge rushers back. You know what I mean? The kids they're counting on up front aren't there. I don't think they're a playoff team. Okay. I think the quarterback. I love Brian Daboll, but that's a really limited quarterback.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, the wide receiver situation is not good. I think they're going to get a couple of those guys out of the building by the trade deadline. But they're good. They're a smooth operation. They're professional grade with Daboll and Wink Martindale there.
Yep. All right.
All right, Jason.
All right, have a good weekend,
stuff.
Man.
That's Jason Lockenfora.
Enjoy the game.
Yep.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Subscribe to the BetQL today and instantly get our model's best bets, live public and sharp data, trends, and much more right at your fingertips. Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And so he's got no relationship.
Good time to remind you about the Odyssey app. If you miss any part of the show, you can always go to the Odyssey app, hit that rewind button. David Koechner joined us in studio. You know,
how nice was he?
Anchorman and The Office. He was fantastic. Also, you can catch our Junkies Weekend Parlay, which, of course, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. If you missed that, our $7 bet could pay $168,574. Now, EB's upset with Lindsey John, our intern.
I mean, he ruined it.
He took the Ravens minus 21.5 on the alt line. That's plus 900.
And what do you have a better chance of?
Getting struck by lightning?
It's finding a backpack full of cash equaling $169,000.
Correct. That's what Jason was looking for last night at Ripken Uncorked.
I was asking people for cash.
You're hoping a rich guy just dropped $100K.
Every rich guy I met last night or woman, I asked them for money.
By the way, his guy from DeMatha.
I like the hustle.
Vic Roy, good dude.
Mm-hmm. I didn't remember this, but apparently we had Mike Bray on years and years ago. Like he remembers this like this happened 2 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So he said we made – he's like –
it's probably 10 years.
He comes up to me. You know, he had a few cocktails. He's like, JP, you made my life. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about? He was like, yeah. He's like, Mike Bray was on and Jason asked – maybe he had asked you to ask it. He said, who is the greatest JV basketball player in the history of DeMatha? And somehow Bray named – Vic Roy is the greatest
JV
player.
He also played varsity. Yep.
He did.
He played football and basketball.
He said he told Danny Ferry, I guess because Danny Ferry was on his team, Ferry goes, did you hear who the Junkies or Mike Bray said was the greatest JV player of all time? And Danny Ferry said, what's JV?
Yeah. JV, he goes, what does that stand for?
That's a great response.
Because Danny was like, at that time, he was like one of five freshmen to ever play varsity.
Yeah. Right.
And Ferry just says, I've never heard of
Can
JV.
Can you imagine how silly it is that you're such a sick athlete where you just completely bypass JV? You don't pay your dues. To the varsity.
On
a bullet train.
Vic's a good dude. And, of course, he was one of the guys who bid and won on the live auction of the private jet. Going to the Super Bowl.
Did you ask him if you could be one of the eight?
Of course.
I'm sure he did, right?
Of course I did.
They did this awesome thing at the end of Ripken Uncorked 2 where the whole goal is to send not undeserved, underserved kids
underprivileged.
To camp. Mm-hmm. So they go to the Ripken baseball complex and they do all kinds of sports and stuff that they've never done.
Yeah.
Okay? Zip lines, all this cool stuff. And at the end, the lady says, we want to raise $50,000 in 5 minutes.
Oof.
She says, you can send a kid to camp for $1,000. And then people start just all raising their hands.
Yeah. Turns
to he goes, because, you know, I'd kind of do it. Except I got two kids in college. And then they lowered it. But then they, after a while, like 2 or 3 minutes pass, a bunch of people have put up thousands. They're like, all right, for $750, you could do this.
Yeah.
Jason remains out. And then it got down to $500 and I actually thought about it, but both of us.
He's making me out to be the chief.
Silent.
He didn't just put $1 up.
You guys,
got a kid in kindergarten. I got a long ways to go.
I got two girls. Now, it is in state, but two college tuitions, so I'm going to have to wait a bit on sending the kid to camp.
You guys were hanging with the high rollers. And
different levels.
You guys were the paupers of the group.
There's so many different levels.
And again, I told Elise, who ran the event, I gave her all of your information for next year.
Okay, thank
so
you.
And Bickles. And Bickles.
I'm busy.
But you know what? We met some great people. Got a lot of great pictures. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks.
It was fun, but it was...
Cal, Eddie, and...
Can't be staying up until 11 o'clock. Keep doing it.
Well, again, I thought when we had Dave Koechner in here, it was the second time we've had him, right?
Yes.
The guy, was Todd Packer, is that his name?
That's his character name on The Office.
On The Office. Yeah. You know, I've seen The Office, but I'm not addicted to it like some are. Like, my son's probably seen it 40 times.
My daughter's the same way. She's seen it a zillion times.
To see the way people react to him,
and
he handles it so well, he's excited. He even offers, hey, put it on video. I'll make a video for you. He goes the extra mile with every.
Does your brother, your son get fired up, or is he not woken up?
He hasn't. Yeah, I don't know if he's seen it yet, but it's just remarkable. Like, Pete Medhurst is running in here. Yeah. Everybody wants a video or a picture with him.
Chris Russell offered him his jalapeno beef dip.
Is that what's on
Russell
the table?
Russell needs
out there?
To work on his presentation. That looks like it came out of Russell's butt, and then he put it in a pan. You know what I mean?
But you think it tastes? Because anybody tasted it?
I'm too afraid.
To.
I'm too afraid.
The presentation is horrible.
The presentation.
It looks sloppy. I bet you. It looks good right out of the oven, and I'm sure it tastes very good. Because it's right, cheese, jalapeno, beef, that's a 10 out of 10.
That's fantastic.
But when you see Russell serving it.
Yeah, when you see Russell presenting it.
Here comes Big Sexy Chris
your
Russell.
Can you put his microphone on?
Hey,
you
got to
work on your presentation. It just doesn't look good.
Who is he, Julia Childs?
wait a second.
Who's he, Guy Fieri?
I don't know. It's just like, you know, when you're presenting it to your coworkers, you want it to look.
Doesn't it suck when you do something thoughtful and then people grill you?
I was going to say, I mean, I love you guys, and this is more directed at you because I don't think you guys are beating
me up here. No, the presentation's not great. But
I wouldn't say it's great. I mean, listen.
But I don't expect a nice plate. And
we're pummeling the Tostitos.
I put some plastic bowls out there. I put some plastic silverware out there
so that
you guys could take it to the microwave, whatever. Mm-hmm. I rebaked it this morning after preparing it last night at the expense of watching the Steelers and the Browns and the Virginia Tech Hokies. on a Thursday night in Blacksburg,
right?
I did all of that for you, and then you're going to complain?
Well, that's what Bickle does.
It's his specialty.
This is for you, Bickle. I had you in mind.
Why would it be for me? I think it was for The Office.
Hey, I feel sorry.
The presentation is not great.
Hold on.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I feel sorry for Pete Medhurst.
Why?
Because looking at that jalapeno dip, Chris Russell's going to be blowing up that studio.
Are you blowing up the studio there?
I haven't had any of it.
You haven't?
Not one bite of it.
Are you the chef at your abode?
Yeah,
or like you're the guy?
I mean, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I like to cook. So I had some jalapenos that I had bought at Aldi a week and a half ago or whatever. And I was like, let me just try some. So I chopped up the jalapenos. They're spicy. Put a bunch of cream cheese, some mozzarella cheese, and some ground turkey, and baked it all together.
This is just a
zero recipe. No, I don't use recipes. Recipes suck.
I bet you it's good.
It's probably you won't eat some.
Yeah, go eat some.
My tummy hurts.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? A-list celebrities aren't going to eat your homemade crap.
Yeah, you offered that to Todd Packer?
I did. I said I didn't know who he was exactly.
Did you call it like taco salad? What do you call it?
No, it's just jalapeno cheddar dip or cream cheese dip, whatever.
This guy died at Nobu.
Can you bring it in just so people can look at it?
Oh, of course. Yeah,
I don't think the presentation is as bad as you're saying. Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, I would say it's probably no better than a 5.
It looks like...
But it's not like a minus 1.
I haven't seen it yet. Okay. I thought actually, because somebody said something, I actually just saw like a bag of Tostitos chips. I thought you just bought a chip.
The chips are super attractive.
It looks like somebody took a bowl into the toilet that Chepe used.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
how are you supposed... I mean, that's the cream cheese and the mozzarella.
Can you bring in a chip? I'll taste it. I'll do a taste test.
So the cameras could see.
Drab, can you
just hold it right next to your face?
I don't know.
I want to try it.
What do you want me to do?
I have the delay, so...
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Rooster's going to own it.
Okay. Right there. Okay, I'm not saying it's, again... 5-star quality or whatever. I'm not saying that I'm Emeril Lagasse. Bam, bam.
Yeah.
But I mean, I tried.
All right,
I tried.
Bring the chips in.
Bring
the chips in. JP's gonna try it.
I mean,
it looks kind of cold right now. Too.
I brought. I brought in bagels last Friday. I figured it's a Fellowship Friday,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
I'm trying to take care
of
my guys.
I wasn't aware of Fellowship Friday. Well, that sounds good.
Listen, that's
you try it.
You know,
1, 2, 3.
That's what Pete named it.
1, 2, 3.
We're going with the theme. I mean, listen, it's spicy and it's probably not as good right now because it's cooled off.
It looks cold. Very cool.
Oh my
cool.
God, that looks like
okay.
It's
but
make
I mean,
my
I'm sorry. I live in South Riding. It was 3 hours ago that I took it out of the oven.
You don't
my
mini,
fault.
You don't have a mini oven in the back of your car.
Exactly. I mean, I brought in bowls and whatever so that you can put it in the microwave.
It was a very nice gesture. I'm not going to kill Rooster for bringing in something.
Why is the cheese
something.
So hard? The cheese
because it's
so
cooled
hard.
Off.
Do you know anything about cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah, no
David Koechner probably ate at the Palm last night, and he comes here this morning to see this dog food.
He even eats Russell.
I mean, I'm sorry. Russell's sorry to Alpo. Him. I just simply
hey David,
offered
I brought
said,
you some
hey,
Alpo.
You know,
hey,
if you guys are hungry,
hey, is Luca hungry?
I mean, JP
went in for a second,
he's
third
just,
bite.
Nice. Whatever,
he's being nice.
He doesn't have a discerning palate.
JP is very nice. I appreciate JP
likes
being
it.
Very
I'll
nice.
I'll give it a sample.
Wait, wait, wait.
It's actually pretty good.
What did you say?
It's pretty good.
Can we get that on record?
My daughter, you can get the hungry foodie. She does her 1 out of 10.
You have that Kelsey rating.
I give it 8 out of 10.
Right.
8 out of 10.
Nice.
All right. How would you rate the presentation?
8 out of 10.
The presentation's a 2.
Okay.
Maybe a 1.
All right. That's
because it looks like something you'd make brownies in.
See, here's the one
it
thing. I know
like
my
duty.
Guy Cakes here. Even if he doesn't like it, is going to be nice and respectful and professional about it.
He'll slit your throat if he feels like it. What do you think, Cakes? Is it cold?
It is cold. That's why I brought in the plastic bowls or whatever.
It's not bad. But here's my tip.
Oh, yeah. You say it's not bad, you
no,
don't
no.
love it.
Just cut up the jalapenos a little smaller.
I
can't eat a big giant jalapeno.
Okay, that may
cold?
Have been that is my fault again. Presentation, I wouldn't argue.
If this is like at a Super Bowl party, I would eat it.
Yeah,
it's pretty
so,
good.
Yeah, just
once
dice
a year.
Up the jalapenos a little bit more. Okay, that's fine.
But you know what? Thank you for bringing it in.
You're welcome. I appreciate you guys that tried it and appreciate it and didn't kill me.
Thank you.
Pete Medhurst is doing the show by himself.
Yeah, I gotta go do a radio show.
That's
sorry.
Pete's dream.
He might like that better. Yeah.
He probably likes
hey,
better,
the door's gonna be locked when he goes there.
Yeah. Hilarious. He just abandoned his own show.
That's not funny. He's just hopping between two radio shows.
That is pretty funny.
He wants to be on the big sale.
He wanted to be on the varsity show?
Yeah, JV. What's JV?
Oh, man.
All right, EB, why don't we do this? Let's do like a 2 or 3 minute entertainment page. And if you have anything silly,
you
can extend it.
We can do it when we come back.
No, we got to do a weekend preview.
Oh, that's
our entertainment page.
You know what? We can do a combo.
It's brought to you by The Avenue and Capital Crab.
Combo EP.
And Sportsbook.
Yeah, weekend preview. Yeah. EPWP.
Bleeping place to be. The Crab Deck's still open. Visit them 3 blocks off Chevy Chase Circle.
What's the Ricky Henderson?
I don't know. Valdez says it's Adam Levine's ex-yoga teacher.
Levine, the gift that keeps giving.
Well, so, yeah, but
the story's hot. The story's hot. I said on Bit Season Tuesday we're going to see his penis.
Yeah, he thinks eventually there's going to be a penis.
But
shot.
I'm going to say no because you said yesterday he was doing a bit where he would send like an Instagram message and delete it.
Yes,
like
after
he's trying to track himself a little bit.
Did you see?
He's definitely
penis?
Sloppy. But I don't think he went all the way.
Yeah,
with
who
that.
Knows? The yoga teacher, though, she's upset. She told, I think it's the Daily Mail, that she thought that they were like good friends. She worked with him for years. Then went out of nowhere. Can you imagine?
Then he went in for the kill.
He sends her the text, "I want to spend the day with you naked."
Okay.
Her
That's
boyfriend
pretty aggressive.
At the time sees it. He loses his mind, the boyfriend. And then Adam ghosts her. Kicks her off the tour and never talks to her again. She says she treated me like used trash.
She gone.
She gone.
Sounds
she
about
gone.
Right.
Yeah. And then I'll just give you one other quick one before we go to break. There is an LA anchor on KTLA.
Ooh,
who,
I love these stories.
You like this?
I haven't heard it, but I like it when you talk about anchors.
They do? Yeah.
No, but he's horny right. for news.
He loves local news.
He went on
Mark,
air.
Mark Mester? Is
Mark
that
Mester went on air. And he kind of went off script, and he defended his co-anchor.
He's Mr. Mester. He's one letter away from me to silly 80s band.
Mr. Miss. Yeah.
Right.
Come on, you sleep.
He went on air and defended his co-anchor, who wasn't given an opportunity to say goodbye to her audience. After, I guess, she had some sort of contract dispute. They wanted her to work weekends. She didn't want to work weekends. Right.
Same thing's going to happen to these guys.
That's Lynette Romero.
She had worked there for 24 years, and he said it was rude, it was disrespectful, you know. I'm sorry that Lynette wasn't enabled, blah, blah, blah. So what did they do?
They fired his ass.
They fired his ass, too.
What an, you know what? Part of the 85%. Why would you even ruffle the feathers? What
know.
Are you doing?
I don't know. Big dumb. I guess he probably figured he's good looking. He'll survive it.
Right. I mean, he'll get another job, but I mean, that's just a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it is.
He's got to deal with all that. What a moron.
Yeah. So. I don't know. We can weekend preview next break. It's not that much.
All right. We'll come back with more.
I'll give you the itinerary of my golf trip.
Yeah, right.
Fascinating.
Right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Earlier in the show, we had John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfman Tysons and Duke's Golf in Annapolis. They're now part of the Worldwide Golf Shop family. Your two local golf shops will now offer a 90-day satisfaction guarantee and larger selection while continuing to provide great service at both Golfdom and Duke's Golf. As we transition to weekend preview, yes. I know Jason is going to watch wall-to-wall coverage of the President's Cup.
So boring.
Which we did talk to Feinstein about.
I don't care if every other channel was blacked out. The only thing I could watch this weekend is President's Cup. I would find something else to do.
You'd actually read a book?
I might read a book.
He wouldn't read a book.
No chance.
I might go, like, I might hike the Appalachian Trail. I might do anything other than watch.
I feel like Cakes reads books every once in a while. They're just usually terrorism related.
Or poker books.
Well, Jason's so excited about the President's Cup, he agreed to stay after and do a 2-hour podcast with me on the President's Cup.
Yeah.
Man right there.
Well, you're surprising everybody. I'm surprised that Cakes actually traded CeeDee Lamb in one of his fantasy leagues. He traded CeeDee Lamb.
I did.
Knowing that Dak Prescott's going to come back sooner than later.
And I traded him for, maybe this is a horrible trade on my part, get in return Curtis Samuel and Jeff Wilson.
See, I don't love the trade because Jeff Wilson's going to get hurt. Because that's what he does in his career.
Curtis Samuel's going to get hurt.
Maybe, Curtis Samuel's obviously...
traded for two damaged goods.
Curtis Samuel's obviously played well in the first couple of weeks, a lot of targets, but I think Wilson, I don't think that put you over the top. I think CeeDee Lamb's going to put him up some numbers.
Hey, Drab.
Maybe that happens.
And you're going to hear this on the pregame show, this exact discussion.
Yeah, hold on. Drabby.
Yeah.
So we haven't talked a lot about the game, right. And I know that we always take. Hold on,
no.
We
the answer is no.
We always take the segment can't contain for Craig the Hoffman. Genius. Why can't we record the Hoffman segment right now?
Right,
and we can preview the game for people that are just getting in their cars.
You want to know why?
Yeah,
because we tried to pull that okie doke last week. We didn't record the pregame segment,
yeah.
So for the Craig Hoffman pregame show, we cut up a segment from the show during the week.
Yeah.
Well, our boss heard it.
Who CK heard it?
CK heard it, and then put Valdez and I on a calendar reminder that our alarm goes off every Friday at 9 a.m. to make sure that we record this interview or the segment.
Well, you should have. We could have dressed it up better if you had told us.
No, we want organic new content on Sunday mornings.
Oh. So you're saying that presentation would have been like Chris Russell's dip presentation.
Yeah. They don't want to read that. Yeah.
reheated dips and reheated segments, Cakes.
I like the idea, Mr. Bickle.
I thought it was a brilliant idea.
It is.
Always looking for an edge.
Well, remember years ago when the team was losing, by just getting blown out, we decided that we were going to just tape the names of the teams that they played and then just edit them in.
It's evergreen.
Yeah.
I don't know why we haven't done that yet.
So, and every Misery Monday, we just recut it and we say, Eagles.
Right.
Ran all over us.
Honestly, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Unless
Gainwell fell down and scored.
Right. They're going to have to do something remarkable. Just to be serious for a moment, they're going to have to do something remarkable to pull off a win. Though.
Those stats.
Turnovers.
Jason Lockett was bringing up about the amount of yardage they gained before anybody even lays a finger.
I think Orlovsky was tweeting about it today.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is. Especially given the fact they do have Allen and Payne up front. Montez might not be great at stopping the run, whatever, but they do have talent there. Like, that's why I don't think it's a talent thing. We understand the linebackers aren't good, but shouldn't the defensive linemen be able to clog some holes so they can slow down a running back?
I don't know. I think the world's like oldest game is past Jack Del Rio by. I don't know.
I mean,
well, if it passed Jack by, it passed Ron by.
I think Jack Del Rio is a certified brontosaurus roaming up and down.
And if they
the
give up 35 points and 482 yards, I don't know, man. Those voices are going to get real loud Monday morning. And I don't know. I don't think that they would fire Jack Monday, but
it's too early.
It's probably too early, I could see him. There's going to be a lot of pressure from above.
Unless it's a bloodbath. If it's something like what you're talking, like if it's
35-10,
like 48-10, like
it's not gonna be 48,
probably not. But if it's like just close to 500 yards of,
but what
offense,
if it's 35-28 and the offense is doing enough offensively to win games, but the defense still is losing games?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's that's almost no confidence though that the Commanders are gonna win. I'm looking at the Junkies poll today: 78% going Eagles.
Eagles.
I'm picking us, but it's just a hope.
You and Cakes.
I'm picking.
You're sticking to your preseason
bets. I'm sticking
to
my guns.
Just a hope.
You're acting like you haven't watched the Eagles on TV.
All I have is a bunch of new information and intelligence about both teams, yet I'm sticking to what I wrote down on a piece of paper 2 months ago.
It's a division game. They know each other's personnel. Hopefully they can force Hurts into making a bad player too.
Short week. Are we sleeping on the short week?
I do sleep on that a little bit. Have we looked, like historically, what's the NFL average for teams that are on a short week? Like, I would love to know.
We'd have to Google that.
Legitimately a thing?
It's legitimately
just
or a thing.
The Eagles played one day later that they're going to be that much.
The Commanders have one extra day of preparation.
Oh, so they have one extra day not being able to tackle people correctly?
I mean, you start out sluggish. And if you start fast like you did in Jacksonville, then, you know, it's...
You're usually big on revenge game, Cakes. Wentz against his former team.
I am.
The team which first let him go. Wentz against Hurts, who supplanted him as the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wentz, who's tied for the league lead in touchdowns thrown.
Mm-hmm.
Have to like that. You have to like what you see from him and the offense through 2 weeks.
Who do the Colts play this week?
They play the Chiefs.
Oh, they host the Chiefs. Oh, good. They'll be 0-3.
No, they'll be 0-2-1.
That's the same thing.
It's the NFL. I guarantee you the Colts will end up winning at home.
Oh, come on.
It's the biggest Colts will win at home.
It's the biggest bone smuggler bung job move for the Chiefs.
Because that's your survivor pool.
Right. That'll be my version of what happened to Drabby last night.
Yeah.
Oh, but
because I have the Chiefs in one winning survivor pool, and I've got the Colts in one loser survivor pool, and I would be eliminating both.
Drabby, did you
place
your
bet? The NFL is.
Did you place your bet on FanDuel? Because my buddy sent me a text and said FanDuel is actually giving refunds for the bad beat.
No, they're not.
They are.
Why?
Oh, well, that's nice to have the $50 back. I don't really care about
that.
He wanted
the
$400. The $450 was in my pocket.
FanDuel's giving the money back?
Sometimes they do that. It's
just because
like
they feel
like
so bad
for you. It's a PR move.
PR move because they feel so bad.
How about they pay me out for that? I'd be psyched.
Well, I know they're not doing that.
That is not happening.
Meanwhile, FanDuel or DraftKings had to stop their bids,
yeah,
right?
They had to stop their promotion where if your team that you picked is leading by 10 points at any point in the game, you automatically win your bet. And they lost $75 million in 2 weeks. And they said, that promotion is fair.
Some analytics guy screwed up.
I would assume it.
A 10-point lead is going to happen,
you know,
but not that somebody often.
Somebody miscalculated. And
yeah,
somebody might have gotten fired or at least written off.
I was like the NASA guy, I remember, that didn't convert it from metric or whatever it was on a moonshot.
Sometimes you make mistakes at work. Mm. It's time now for the Nats Smoothie Player of the Week. It's served up fresh every Friday by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Joey Meneses launched a 2-run ding-donger to left field to give the Nats a 3-2 lead in the top of the 7th against the Braves on Wednesday. Meneses is hitting .328, has 10 homers and 25 RBIs on the season. That's brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. They've partnered with the Nats to bring you the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie, a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries. Order ahead online for carryout or try curbside pickup or delivery at over 70 DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they are the official smoothie of the Washington Nationals.
Another reason Drabby's pissed is because his favorite player in baseball is who?
Julio Rodriguez.
Right, and Julio Rodriguez is probably going to be out for the rest of the year with a back injury.
Saw that they were very concerned.
Now they're
going to
make the playoffs. First time in, 20 years, whatever.
Hey, hold your horses. Only a 4-game lead on the Birds.
And they're going to win it. But he's going to be salty because the rookie of the year in the American League, Julio Rodriguez, is probably going to miss the rest of the year because of this back injury. They are very concerned about it.
Hey, did the Nats play again yesterday?
I actually missed that story.
Were the Nats off yesterday?
Yeah. He left the game early last night.
Because I saw something.
The Nats were off. Yeah.
They were off. Okay.
It's going to be so silly when the Mariners collapse and the Orioles take over. Wild card.
Be silly.
Sure, I'm sure Drab cares.
Where is Corbin? Has he got 18 losses? Where is he in the loss deal?
I think he's 6-18.
So he's going to get 2 more starts, right?
Well, remember, he left the last start with back spasm, so I'm not sure.
They're going to shut him down and he won't get the 20 losses?
Well, hold on.
I'll be so
Let
bitter.
Let me see if he's scheduled to pitch in the next few. Hold on, I got it right here. Sorry. He is scheduled
to pitch
on Tuesday, September 27th.
All right, I hope his back heals up. We want to get to that magical 20 gigs.
So we'll see how it is.
So he can live in infamy?
20 L's. It means you're good enough to lose 20 times.
Everybody out there, have a fantastic weekend. For Bish, Cake, CBM, JP, B, Mitch, and Finley coming up next. Right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network,
from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.